God of relationship, I love that you are active and present in my life, in the whole of my life. You are there. And sometimes I push back on it, and sometimes I refuse to see it. Sometimes it washes over me, and I am astounded to see you. Sometimes it's in the rearview mirror. Sometimes I miss your presence altogether. And yet, I know that I matter to you despite my baggage and all that seems to hang in the air with me and between us. But you always clear the air, and you sift through the debris, and you point out that even the leftovers are enough, especially your leftovers. There is evidence of your faithfulness found in the most unlikely places and people. So find my heart today and bring it back to life so that I know that you are in everyone I encounter today. I remember that, especially with those who I struggle to love and serve, those who seem to try and trip me up at every turn, those who seem to work against your love. Stir up your compassion in me. Help me to experience your love, your possibilities in all these people, even if it's well after the fact, even if it feels like leftover love. That's still your love, and that brings new life. You are the life giver after all. You breathed into me and sent me out to tend and to nourish and to love in your name. What could be better than that? So whatever stressors lie ahead today, whatever things that make me nervous or anxious, help me to trust in you and not take it out on my loved ones, be they furry companions or human. Help me to look in the mirror and know that I am loved by you first and most, so that I can share that love with those who have stuck with me and want the best for me. You show no partiality. You just share your love willy-nilly. What a joy it is to love you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And amen. Take a deep breath. Dear pastor, dear chaplain, dear deacon, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.